say today is Saturday, April 25th, 2009. It's about 6:01 p.m. Let me call the time and temperature to verify that.
Good evening. The weather phone is another public service. Today is Saturday, April 25th. Public time, 6:01. Current temperature, 83 degrees.
Clearing with a low in the mid-60s near the coast overnight, around 60 inland. Sunday, mostly sunny in the morning, becoming partly cloudy, high in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 20.
Okay, comment. It did say it was Saturday, April 25th, but it did not say 2009, so it could be one of several years, but it's 2009. Okay, I'm going to call it my father. Oh, by the way, this is reporter Gordon Wayne Watts. Let me repeat that, reporter Gordon Wayne Watts. Okay. Hey, Dad, this is Gordon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, you know how the police blocked our telephone at the house here, right?
No.
Okay. Well, let me see. I was just wondering if you could put it in writing, because I believe that I have finally assembled enough credible gravita so that if I could get a hold of a real lawyer and go before the Trade Commission as well as to the City Council.
Gordon, all you're doing is asking for trouble.
They've already given trouble. Okay.
No. Listen to me.
Did they block the phone illegally?
No.
Yes or no? Did they block it illegally? Yes or no?
Let me tell you something. I'm the one that's in charge of that house, not you.
Oh, that's fine. But I have the First Amendment rights. I mean, I guess you could kick me out and make me homeless, but...
Let me tell you something. You stay off of that. I get along with everybody, and I don't want any problems, and to me, it's not that great of inconvenience.
Oh, so you're saying that if the police block a person's phone simply because they were following orders and doing what they were told...
What I'm saying to you is whether it's right or not, it's my decision to make...
Well, whether it's right or not, it happened, and even though it's wrong, it happened.
Gordon, I've got things to do.
I just wanted to verify that with you and get your input. That A, it really happened, and B, what would you put something in writing to verify it? Because the documentation, the documentation
you
I got.
Tell me it happened. All I know is that I couldn't get through to them now.
You can't get through to the police department?
Listen to me, boy. You can spend your life looking for fights and arguments.
I'm not looking for a fight with them. I'm not starting fights, but I will finish it.
No, you're not going to finish anything. You're just going to make my life more damn miserable. But now listen.
Listen, you can't call the police department. What? The police department is not supposed to block your phone.
Call them on your cell phone.
No, that costs minutes. And if they block the house phone, how many other people are they going
to
block, and how many other phones? They blocked my telephone because I was following orders, and I did what they told me. Why?
I've got things to do, and I'm not going to listen anymore.
Is it illegal or not? I just want to know.
I'm not a lawyer. I couldn't tell you that.
Well, is it right?
Look, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm trying to get together some stuff down here, and I ain't got...
How many other people are they going to block and violate illegally?
Okay,
they can't do this without a court order. I didn't make harassing... No judge issued a harassing phone call order against
you. You're harassing me right now.
Okay, well, I'll get off the phone then, if that'll make you happy.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hopefully the Morningstar ruling will make it legal for me to tape record the phone conversation at a work phone number there where my father works. Okay, again, this is freelance reporter, Gordon Wayne Watts, now reporting. Hopefully I can get this file converted here to an MP3 format or something so I can document that my father verified that the phone really did get blocked, because a lot of people have denied that it's even possible. Oh no, the police can't block the phone. A lot of cops have made this assertion. Probably well-meaning, but very ignorant. They keep the good cops in the dark. Okay, that concludes my report for Saturday, April 25th, 2009. Now it's about 6:06 p.m.